Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos has become one of President Trump's more controversial cabinet members. Her advocacy of more charter schools and vouchers for kids to attend private schools has galvanized opponents who say the traditional public school system is under attack. Tonight, large numbers of them plan to protest in downtown Bellevue, where DeVos is going to deliver a speech at an annual fundraising dinner for a conservative research group. To understand how the debate over school choice plays out here in Washington State, our youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has been speaking with parents who send their kids to charter schools, and she joins us live. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Well, first off, can you explain a little more about why the president's choice of Betsy DeVos for education secretary has been so controversial?
Yeah, it's really interesting. She's a very wealthy Republican political donor from Michigan. And, you know, I think the main controversy boils down to what you just described, that people feel like she doesn't support the traditional public school system. She herself attended a private Christian school. Her kids have not gone to public school. And people are concerned that she just doesn't have enough knowledge of the traditional public school system and that she's out to kind of tear it apart. She pushed a very aggressive charter school law in Michigan that a lot of critics have said has not worked and has not helped kids do better and shown better results in school. And when she was being confirmed, there were a lot of questions about her knowledge, and she's kind of stumbled in the confirmation hearings. And actually, Vice President Mike Pence had to cast the tie-breaking vote to get her confirmed.
So charter schools are pretty new in Washington State. Can you tell us where things stand now with charters?
Right. There are 10 charter schools in Washington State. In 2012, the charter school initiative passed very narrowly. Money came in from very wealthy Washington residents, including Bill Gates and the Bezos family, to support the law. And voters narrowly passed it. And then it kind of has gone back and forth in the courts. So it was challenged in the court, and then the state Supreme Court wound up saying that the initiative was unconstitutional. The legislature went back to the drawing board, kind of retooled the funding mechanism for charter schools, and that has also gone into a legal challenge. The lower court ruled against the plaintiffs who brought that lawsuit, and that is now on appeal before the state Supreme Court.
So you've been speaking with some parents who choose to send their kids to charter schools in Seattle. What did they say about why they chose a charter school?
It's interesting talking to them. For a lot of them, it comes down to, personally, they feel like the public school did not serve their kid well. These are mostly parents who have a middle schooler or a high schooler. A lot of them talked about the size of the public school and feeling like it was just too big and that their kid was kind of slipping through the cracks. One mom that I spoke with, Claudia Pettis in West Seattle, she mentioned that she was worried about safety. Her daughter, her older daughter, had gone to Denny Middle School in West Seattle. And there was one time when a woman brought a gun to the high school that's adjacent to Denny Middle School.
The honest truth is I can't handle, as a mother, my heart cannot handle the dangers that are presented at a large city school like that.
She now sends her older daughter to a public middle school on Vashon Island, and her younger daughter goes to Summit Atlas, which is a brand new charter school that opened up in West Seattle. At the same time, a lot of the parents they spoke with said that they like the approach of the charter schools and how they organize their educational philosophy. Julie Coburn has two sons who go to Summit Sierra, which is a charter school that's in the Chinatown International District.
It's got a program that is very, very similar to how kids learn in college. The classroom time is longer. It's about 90 minutes. It's every other day. It's self-directed learning, positive community, lots of reasons.
So these parents are finding charters or working for their kids, but the schools are still considered to be pretty controversial. How do the parents address that?
They are thoughtful about it. Some parents they spoke with said they haven't really kept up on the debate, and they're just happy with the school that they've chosen. But others told me that they have experienced pushback in their social circles, especially from people that they know who are school teachers. One mom said, you know, she herself cannot fix all the problems that are in the school district, and she just has to do what's best for her kids. And that was echoed by some of the other parents I spoke with. One mom talked about the idea of cream skimming, and that's a term that's been used in other parts of the country where charters are more established. And it's the idea that charter schools are kind of cherry picking the kids that go to their schools so that their test scores can look good, and maybe they don't have to take on kids who have a lot of expensive, say, special education needs. That mom, Venus Velasquez, says she has not observed anything like that happening at her kid's school, which is Summit Sierra.
This school, I think, really tries hard to get out into the deeper communities, some of the underserved communities. It's one of their visions. And I think they have to keep doing that.
So then how do these parents view Betsy DeVos, I'm wondering? Do they support her?
Well, the short answer is no. They also have issues with her. They think that she doesn't have the experience to be in the position that she's in. Here's Julie Coburn.
I really, really wish that the choice had been made for someone who I would have felt would have been more understanding and knowledgeable about public school, the challenges that most families face with public education.
But the group that has invited Betsy DeVos here to speak, Washington Policy Center, they say that, you know, she is in a position to shape a lot of federal policy that affects us here in Washington State. They say it's important for us to understand her approach and what she envisions for the office.
All right, Ashley, thanks.
You're welcome.
88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross talking to us ahead of a speech tonight in Bellevue by U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. This is 88.5 News.